Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Tony Fisher, President and CEO of Dataflux, about his new book, The Data Asset: How Smart Companies Govern Their Data for Business Success. For more information about Tony Fisher or his book, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Tony, it's so great to finally meet you in person, and we really appreciate your speaking with us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Your upcoming book has received strong early praise from several reviewers, including Jill Deshaies and Evan Levy, co-founders of Baseline Consulting and authors of Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth. This is what they had to say recently about your new book. The phrase data as a corporate asset has been adopted by business and IT professionals alike. Finally, there's a book that deconstructs the phrase and gets to the meat of what matters. Information as a business enabler. Can you speak to that statement a little?
Well, sure. I think today, a lot of organizations are starting to realize that data can and should be used to help improve their business. So companies need to understand that there's a relationship between their business and their data. For all intents and purposes, data is really just a reflection of your business. And what most business strive to do is really three things. They want to mitigate the risks, they want to increase revenue, and they want to control expenses and optimize operations. And so data can help in all of these areas. So when we talk about data being an enabler, it is the one true thing across your entire organization that can help you realize the success in these three areas.
How has your professional background prepared you to write this particular book?
Well, I've been in the data management business for more years than I'm going to admit right now. So I've seen lots of things change. We've seen quite an evolution over the last decade or so. Organizations used to be massive producers of data. We'd produce just transactions after transactions, thousands of them daily. And what we've seen more recently is an evolution from producers of data to consumers of data. And as we consume this data, we can help our organizations improve. So I've sort of seen a transition between data as a necessary evil to really data as a corporate asset. In the last few years, I've seen a lot of organizations struggle to make this transition. But I've also seen a number of organizations that have done it successfully. And so this book really documents the processes that the successful organizations undertook. And so it's great to have an opportunity to share some of these successes with other organizations.
Can you share some of those successes that you just alluded to?
Well, sure. There's a number of successes, and they are everything from very tactical successes to very strategic successes. But one of the major driving forces in the last really 5 or 6 years for organizations has been in the area of compliance. So when you look at compliance is really nothing more than taking information from across your entire organization, pulling it together, rationalizing it, and generating the reports to ensure that you're compliant with your own corporate policies or with industry policies or with government policies. And so what we have seen in many instances is people using compliance as an initiative to help them manage their data a lot better.
How will companies and individuals benefit from your book?
There's a number of things that we see in the industry today. One of the things that is important for decision makers to understand is this relationship between the data and their business. And so a lot of the decision makers will be able to benefit by really making this correlation, and the book will help them to understand how to better manage their data to help them make these decisions better. On the other side of organizations has historically been the IT side of an organization. So we've always had this kind of conflict between the business side and the IT side of an organization. So on the other side, what this book does is it tries to also reach out to the IT side of an organization and help them understand that they need to help their business move forward, and they need to use technology to do that. A major part of this is the way that they manage their data. And so I'd like to, on the one hand, help the business decision makers, the CMOs, the COOs, the CFOs, understand how data is going to improve what they do on a day-in and day-out basis. And on the other hand, I want to help the IT folks understand how they can help drive their businesses forward by managing their data for the sake of their business. So, you know, kind of putting all that together, the book has in it this whole concept of a quality culture. What do you need to do in order to bring quality into your organization? And it attacks it both from the business side and from the IT side to help organizations understand how to instill this quality culture.
Well, it sounds like many can benefit from your book, and that it also would increase effective communications between the business leaders as well as IT professionals.
Oh, absolutely. The quality culture has several aspects to it. There's obviously the technology aspect to it. And in some instances, or in some ways, the technology might be the easy part of the quality culture. But there's also major components that have to do with personnel, how people communicate. The difficult part of instilling a culture change in an organization is really the politics. Organizations tend to operate very siloed, and a quality culture insists that you kind of look across your entire organization and you're all moving forward to the same beat. And so one of the big difficulties in establishing this quality culture is the personnel aspect of it, getting people to agree with each other. These are people who aren't used to even talking to each other. Now all of a sudden they have to agree with each other. So there's technology, there's the personnel aspect of it, and there's also the process aspect. In order to really successfully have sound data management practices, you're going to have to change some of your processes, some of your business processes, as well as some of your IT processes. And so this book is documenting some of those process changes as well.
What are some current trends that you're observing now in data management?
There's a number of trends in data management that I think are absolutely critical. On the one hand, we've talked a little bit already about this whole idea of data as an asset. And so this trend towards understanding that one of the true proprietary assets you have in your organization is your data. And so one of the trends that we see is really an attention to the data management practices and funding for the data management practices. And so this is all very, very positive. The other thing is that we do see organizations, in order to continue to excel and succeed, they have to start operating more as a cohesive unit and less as a bunch of lines of business or departments. And so the classic example here is understanding who your customer is. If you've got customer data all across your organization, there's your financial systems and your Salesforce systems and your database marketing systems and your distribution systems and call center and website. All of these have nuggets and bits and pieces of information about your customer. And we've been perfectly happy in the past to operate these very independently. But now organizations are understanding, in order to keep their customers, to prevent churn, in order to acquire new customers, they need to understand everything about their customer. And so we see this kind of breakdown of these silos as organizations mm-hmm. try to look across their organization. And so this is bringing forward a concept that's called data governance. And data governance is really the methodologies and the process changes that you need in order to get sort of enterprise-wide sound data management.
Well, to change gears totally now, when you're not working or writing or traveling, I understand that you do a fair amount of speaking. Is that correct?
That is true. I'm on the road a lot, yes.
Well, how do you enjoy spending any free time that you do have?
The free time is certainly limited, but I also have two kids. Andy is now 17 and Laura is 15. And so they could be full-time jobs in and of themselves. So most of the time that I'm not working and on the road, I'm trying to spend as much time with them as I can.
Well, thank you so much for coming by today and doing this interview.
It was a pleasure.
We have been talking with Tony Fisher, author of The Data Asset, How Smart Companies Govern Their Data for Business Success. This podcast is part of The Cover Story, SaaS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.